B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. The Fanatic.
Like this, if we could, before the trade line, would you go cornerback or would you go wide receiver? And I was like, okay, both. I would definitely go both. Because you need, I'm like this, these injuries to the receiving core has just been a tough hit. And then secondary wise, I think they just need to scrap the whole heap of cornerbacks and just, we need to find Pro Bowlers or find someone because this group is just, they're just not good enough.
Well, here's the thing. If you go cornerback and say Ramsey is available at that time, we know he's not right now. The owner doesn't want to trade him, but that could change based on if this gets even more untenable. Steve, thanks for the call. And then you can go wide receiver like with Anthony, the guy you laid out, Emmanuel Sanders, Ant. That's not going to cost you, you know, a first, second round pick. That's going to be like a fifth round or sixth round pick. So you can take care of both situations just in various degrees.
Yeah, I mean, I would. Listen, you're going to start getting bodies back. If it's not Jalen Ramsey, I like Harris, so I'm not going to lie, I like Harris. But I don't know what in lieu of those two, I don't know what you're going to get. You're going to get a really good corner? I don't know. It's going to cost you more to get a corner than get a wide receiver.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
So I think the wide receiver would have a dramatic impact on your offense, what you need to win. You need to win with offense.
Yes. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station. We're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, from Chickies and Pete's here in Marlton on a football Friday. Usually we do bring the heat at this time, but we can have the press conference and the added things around it. So normally bring the heat would be brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning falls here, and that means winter is not far behind. Can your heating system handle the cold that's coming? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com and find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
97.5 The Fanatic. Green giveaway.
Presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download in the App Store or click on parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, here's the keyword. It's work, W-O-R-K. Enter the keyword work on the Fanatic app or at 97.5thefanatic.com by 1:15, and we'll call you if you're randomly selected. You can also text it to 45911. And everyone that enters on our app or website will be qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. And rules for this nationwide contest are available at 97.5thefanatic.com. So again, enter the keyword work, W-O-R-K, on the Fanatic app, 97.5thefanatic.com, or text that to 45911 by 1:15. Good luck.
Y'all, the big green giveaway brought to you by the all-new Parks Casino Sportsbook app. My man Joe over there.
In the house?
So Joe goes, you were going to do it with the baseball. We're going to have a peek in. We're going to satisfy everybody. And we'll have a peek in because I'm not. We got football. We got picks coming up. It's a football Friday. We didn't even talk about your Penn State squad against Iowa.
Oh, I got to play on that game, Anthony, as luck would have it. How about that?
So do I.
Right under.
It's not for your squad.
Oh, you going with my Hawkeye?
Yep.
I'm out of the Hawkeye business.
Yeah. Yeah. But I got to ask you because, we've done this cornerback versus receiver. I honestly, you got to play. You got to go get a receiver. Let me give you a stat. All right, my man, how about this? These are my man Georgie. How about these stats? They're 29th in first down efficiency. Oof. Top two wide receivers are averaging less than 10 yards per catch. Carson is averaging 6.6 yards per throw versus 7.7 in his career. They are 24th in yards per game. They're 21st in passing yards. DeSean Jackson has the second most receiving yards of any Eagles wide receiver.
Wow.
And he played basically
a half
of football.
Wow. All right, it's time, Anthony. You ready?
Well, a little peek in. Let's hear what they
got.
Let's see what the gaggle of clowns have to say.
Your questions are probably going to be about the manager. So I thought it would be helpful for all, and maybe shortstop some questions, if I could just give you a brief outline of the process that took place to get us here. I would start by saying by about the second half of the season, John started to have some concerns about the direction of the team. That prompted a meeting with Gabe in late July. And as the season unfolded, by late September, John had become an advocate for change. One of his chief concerns was how we finish the past two seasons, and, you know, why this season seems to be a month longer than we can play. But frankly, he ran into some resistance. We requested that he get more information. You know, we thought he needed more points of view before reaching that decision. And he accepted. He accepted our request. And if you know anything about John, if he takes on a mission, he's going to do it in a thorough and thoughtful manner. So he tapped a variety of sources to try to get himself a better 360-degree view of our team. What he quickly learned that he was getting a lot more from the face-to-face meetings than he was over the phone, so he resolved to make every meeting going forward face-to-face.
I'm losing patience already.
This served to really lengthen the process. John had had a meeting with Gabe after the season. He followed that up a few days later with a long dinner. And our goal was to try to keep Gabe informed. Matt was in constant contact because while we understood that it was...
Please, Andrew.
Does Middleton have laryngitis? He can't speak for himself?
Okay. They're already wasting our time.
He's sitting right there.
By giving us chapter and verse on what happened to Kapler. How hard is it to look and say, he's not the guy for the job, let's move on? Why do we need the history of Kapler and why they decided to move on? I don't know. Do you know, Jace?
I'd like to know why the owner is not speaking for himself when he's sitting right next to Andy McPhail.
Do you know, Tunis, you know why we need to hear this backstory?
No, I don't.
Has nothing to do with the future. All right.
Go ahead. Let me hear it.
We got on a plane, flew to L.A., and we talked to Gabe.
And steak on the plane?
Now, you know, we turn the page and start
another
chapter.
Still talking to Gabe.
Yeah. Thank you, Andy. We have a microphone on either side of the room. All we ask is that you raise your hand and grab the mic before you ask the question. Rob, we'll start with you.
John, this question's for you. How much did public opinion factor into your decision, or was this strictly a baseball decision for the best interest of the organization?
So, am I coming through? Yeah. So it's always a factor. You have to be, I've said before over the years, I said specifically when we were up here with Andy talking about Ruben's, the decision with Ruben, that you have to kind of know where your customers are at any point in time and take their views into account. What is different, I think, about this decision, Rob, is that, you know, when I walked around the stadium, when I walk around the streets of Philadelphia and people come up to me, and this is not a scientific, you know, marketing survey that is accurate within plus or minus 2.5 percentage points. But I will tell you that there were almost, if not as many people in favor of keeping Gabe as there were telling me to make the decision that I ultimately made. So it was a part of the decision. I had to, you know, I thought about it. Wasn't as clear cut as I think maybe some people think it was.
I mean, are we for real?
Howard?
John, when you fired Ruben Amaro, you said it's a results-based business.
Right.
Gabe Kapler took the hit. And I'm wondering why it was just Gabe Kapler. And I, among other people, are wondering why there's, and I like both Matt and Andy, why those two gentlemen are sitting with you today after what you've done.
So I'm going to ask you a question, Howard, and then I'm going to give you some stats. The question is this. You tell me, what part of this organization isn't better today, and really substantially better today, than it was 4 years ago when they came? So
I'm
going to
look at the minor league system, and I see since Matt's drafted, I believe you have two players that made the major leagues in Cole Irvin this year and Haseley. So outside of that, I'm wondering, there's a feeder system. Other teams have injuries, and they've overcome them. The Phillies couldn't, and I don't think it was all Gabe's fault, but I realized the decision had to be made. But what did he have to support him from your draft picks.
So, the bullpen's ERA, to answer your question, in the second half of the season, particularly from the trade deadline on,
Howard,
wasn't it the fourth best bullpen ERA in baseball?
Oh, my God.
So just kind of sit there and say
you can take a window of anything
and
any snapshot.
What about the other 26 teams that had a worse bullpen? And there was no part of this team that was more decimated than the bullpen was.
You weren't Max Pete.
So, Howard, now I'll go through this. You're talking about four drafts, 16, 17, 18, 19. 16 draft, first three rounds were high school kids. So that's going to retard their impact and when it gets to the big leagues. Right now, from those drafts, so off the top of my head, you have, as you pointed out, you have two players that contributed to the team this year, in Haseley and Irvin. You also have the only top 100 list I've seen that's come out now is MLB.com. You have three players from that list that are on the top 100 that came from those three drafts. And in our view, a myriad of other prospects that aren't in the top 100 that come from that draft. So to accurately answer your question, you have to make an objective evaluation of how that ranks with all the other 30 teams, bearing in mind that you signed free agents and didn't have a second rounder and a second and third rounder in two of those years. So my overall impression is that those drafts are going to be appropriate for where we drafted and how many drafts we have.
Jim, excuse me, Howard, I'd like to make sure we get a chance to go to this side of the room. Jim?
John, in your inquisition, what did you hear about Gabe that, you know, brought you to your decision?
Look, Jim, not surprisingly, everyone I talked to me on this with a strict understanding that our conversations were confidential. So I can't tell you what people said in those conversations because, frankly, I'm going to want to talk to people in the future. And if I stand here and tell you what people said, I'm not going to be able to talk to people in the future.
How hard did Andy and Matt push back? You mentioned that when you started thinking change in midsummer, Andy mentioned there was some resistance.
Yeah, I wouldn't. So in the 40 years I've done this, and I've had situations like this, this was reasonably mild. You know, they understood my concerns. They understood my issues.
This was Matt's signature hire. Is your confidence shaken in Matt now that you've had to remove his handpicked manager?
No. No, I mean, it's, look, we nobody bats 1,000 in the hiring decisions, Jim. I haven't.
He's 0 for 1.
Early in his career, and he's also... I would also point out that he's made lots and lots of really good hiring decisions, too. So,
like
Andrew,
John Bailey. You know,
play the song.
I think what this should be, Jim,
please,
is a learning
for the love of God, play the song.
It's happened in other businesses that I've run. You know, when we've gotten to this kind of a situation.
Let me hear the song.
People learn from it. It gives me a chance to express my view about standards.
You interject my thoughts into this press conference.
And the processes and
what a waste
looking
of time.
At...
First of all, Andy's presenting himself beautifully
and
for the first time we've seen him
that.
In 9 months.
So.
Thanks, Jim. John Clark? Oh, I'm sorry, are we going to the back, Bob?
John's much better looking than I am.
For
all of you, really, so Matt first, you were very sure that Gabe was the right person, and I think you were behind him to the end. Now you got to go look for a different manager. John said you're going to be the lead guy in this. Does John have final say? And what do you look for different in this manager than maybe that you thought you really had in Gabe and it didn't work out?
Yeah, I'm happy to take that first. So real quick, just on cap, and this will feed into a few of the prior questions.
I
don't think this is going to any of
kill
you in this room
this.
Or anybody watching.
Get out of it, Andrew. Oh, I can't take it. I can't take this nonsense. This is drivel. This is such BS. Three clowns. Stop. Stop. You treat us like we're dopes. Oh, I can't. I can't. They're dead to me.
And they had the fourth best bullpen in the second half.
I don't want to hear from them. I don't want, until Andy McPhail and Matt Klentak are gone, I'm done. All right? You heard I'm done. I don't hear. I don't care about Garrett Cole. I don't care. I don't care if they somehow win the World Series. I'm done. I can't take them. Because you know why? They're disingenuous. They show no respect to the fan base. You know why? To hell with them. I'm sorry. What they have done to this franchise that we love is a disgrace. I can't take them.
And McPhail is out there trumpeting the fact that they have three players in the top 100 in baseball. Like, dude, it's a
joke. You've
been at the top of the draft.
Joke. I told you that all this stuff is going to be how great Klentak is and how misunderstood Klentak is.
He doesn't bat 1,000.
And how everybody else has it wrong, but they got it right, even though they can't pick their nose when it comes to a draft. It's silly. It's silly. It's a joke, and there's a reason why they all belong together, because there are 11,000 losses, and that's what they are.
Oh, my God.
Andrew, give me the Eagles song. I need to cleanse the airways. All right? Cleanse the airways. I wish I could go into that press conference and scream E-A-G-L-E-S at the top of my lungs and then go into a rendition of the Sixers song. Clap your hands, everybody. Because you know why? Because come April, I'll be thinking basketball playoffs. Come May, I'll be enjoying the NBA playoffs and a Sixers run. And come June, in the teeth of another dismal Philly season, I'm going to be on Broad Street celebrating a parade for the Sixers. Y'all can go scratch.
By the way, those three top 100 prospects, 34, 88, and 89.
Oh, I can understand why he really wanted to roll out those numbers today, Andrew. What a disgrace. First of all, the fact that McPhail's got to go on this diatribe to begin it, talking about John Middleton's process when he's sitting to his right, is a joke. I thought Middleton lost his voice. He had laryngitis or something. But we've come to find out that he can talk, and his mic was turned on. Why is McPhail speaking for him?
It's going to survive. I want to hear from people. I do. I want to hear from people. And if I'm out of line, I apologize. But I have you in my best interests. All right? I got you guys in mind. What? And having lived through a million of these things, the spin, this BS nonsense, I feel like you guys are getting the short end of the stick.
Let's go back to the phone. 610-632-0975.
I don't want to hear about them anymore. Yeah. I don't want to hear about them anymore. I don't care who they hire to manage. I don't care if they hire Mickey Mouse to manage. I don't care. All right, they can hire Gritty to manage this team. I could give a rat's behind.
Let's go to Lenny and Bustleton on the Fanatic. What's up, Len?
10-9-8. Go Birds.
That's it, baby.
Swoop.
Yeah,
for manager.
Talk about the flopping Bills. I just want to say something to the Minnesota fans and then give my prediction and give my Eagles chant. Is that all right?
Please, go ahead, my brother.
You can't get to it soon enough, Len. Trust me.
Okay. This is for those weak, W-E-A-K, revengeful, lame-accented Minnesota Viking big rat baby egg layers. You're going to lose. Eagles, 33-28.
Oh, man, from your lips. From your lips.
Len, I hope you're right so bad.
Kirk Cousins, cocks all in your face.
Well, that's one way to say it.
Right.
We still talking about the game?
Jesus, cocks. My big boy, cocks.
Right, we get the picture, brother. A little too clearly, Len. Hey, enjoy the weekend, all right?
All right, let me give you my Eagles chant.
Give it to me.
2-0, yeah, please.
Streaking peas.
We're waiting, Len.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Nice job, Len. Put Len in the mix for Caller of the Week. Len's he's the K-O-R. What the K-O-R is?
No idea. I'm not in the mood for riddles.
No, he's the king of reverb.
Okay. Right now, I'm I'm so. Let me hear a little more. Let me just hear it so I can lose my mind.
Oh, yeah. Why are you doing this? You got to get over it.
By the way, this question that he's answering right now is whether or not he was losing confidence in the front office. That's why he fired John Maley.
Okay. Easier to make because you had that replacement readily available. There wasn't that replacement on the pitching staff, right? So, you could have gone out and maybe you could have found somebody. But the problem is the pitching coach wouldn't have had the knowledge of the pitchers that Charlie had of the hitters. So, going back to the last question, the question about Gabe, you know, given my responsibility is to ensure that we achieve our strategic objectives, whenever you get a group of people like the three of us sitting around the table talking about an issue, I'm always kind of monitoring, and not just me, other CEOs do this too, are kind of monitoring and sensing, are we headed for a consensus or are we headed for an impasse? And as you start to think about you're heading towards an impasse.
Stop. Get out.
That didn't take long.
Get out. I mean, he's still talking about the fate of Gabe Kapler. Are you for real? This is nonsense. What in the world did they see? Like, how hard is it? How hard is it to fire that guy? That guy was a disaster. He made mistakes that were 101. His team, 2 years in a row, fell off a cliff. Like, what CEO, if my sales guy comes to me and my margins fall off the table 2 years in a row in the most important quarter?
And you set yourself up, by the way.
How in the world do I need to go fly around the country to realize that dude can't do his job? I mean, are we crazy? These guys are a joke. This is a Saturday Night Live skit that's playing out in front of us. This isn't real. These guys are idiots. They are clowns. This is a joke. No, really. They're actually discussing the am I in a Twilight Zone? Jason, am I insane?
Anthony, I didn't think it would be. Like, I felt really bad about where the Phillies were as an organization when I woke up this morning. And up until 12:59, I now feel considerably worse about the Philadelphia Phillies organization and its place in this town and its place in baseball.
Listen.
Because they don't get it.
Listen.
They have no responsibility.
Listen,
feel horrible.
Let's be real for a second. This whole thing is a joke. I mean, it really is. You get the general manager that really was doing all the moves and used the manager as a puppet. The manager was a fool. All right? Yeah. He really was. I mean, he was made out of wood. And the GM was just pulling the strings. And look, I have hope about Middleton. I don't know.
I don't.
I should say.
Yeah, past tense.
And all due respect to him. Listen, God bless that he had a cigar company that... at some point, a bunch of hip-hop guys decided to take out his tobacco, put something else in it, called a Philly Blunt, and was able to sell the damn thing for a couple $1 billion.
Yep.
All right? But, you know, did you step in it, or was that sheer brilliance? I mean, are we going to be real about things?
Unbelievable.
All right, enough. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm doing this to you guys. I promise. I'll leave it alone.
I can't believe how much worse I feel after they've spoken.
They are fools. And you know what? It's perfect that they have lost 11,000 games. That they are the worst professional franchise in all of American sports. Ugh.
That's just a fact. Dom and Phil, I tell you what, Dom, you hang on. I want to give you your full allotment. We got to take a timeout. We got to get our picks coming up too, Anthony. That'll help us. You will help people with your picks. Your record is astounding this season. And I look for you to keep it going. And I look for myself to get back going a little bit better. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com. And we're back live at Chickies and Pete's. It is a Football Friday on 97.5 The Fanatic. Football Friday is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. You ready for some picks, Anthony?
Yeah.
Get your mind off it?
Yeah.
Apparently he's still blithering on. Oh. And Middleton is not coming off very well.
I can't take it. I can't take them.
Yeah. Football music, Andrew. Thank you.
I loathe them. Oh. All right. What's our records? Let's go for it. Tunis.
Our records currently are... Had to grab the sheet. 27-9, Anthony. 14-12, Jason. 23-10, myself.
Yeah.
And those are documented, and they are real.
All right. Let's go. We'll start, as always, in the college. So I got some good college games I like for you.
We agree.
I love LSU giving 13.5 to Florida. I think LSU. I've been talking about it all week.
Top of my page.
Yeah, I've been talking about LSU, it all week.
Yeah,
I think Joe Burrow. Look, Florida came off the big win last week.
Mm-hmm.
Over Auburn. Auburn doesn't have the kind of pass game that LSU has, so I love LSU.
I had Auburn last week, but I have LSU this week as well. That offense is too much, and they get the job done. I think it's a rocking chair ride.
I like Clemson -27 against Florida State. I know that, you know, as far as people think Florida State, and they look at Clemson, and then they kind of struggle against Syracuse, and they have. I think they unload. Florida State can't handle the speed of Clemson.
Yeah.
So I love Clemson this week.
Okay. I actually think you and I are on the opposite side of this game. I am going into the Big Ten, Anthony, and I'm letting my alma mater affect me. But I think that Penn State, I'll lay the 3 on the road, and I'll take the Knicks. You're on Iowa here?
Yeah, it's a horrible spot for Penn State.
It's
3.5 parks, and I'll take the 3.5.
All right, so we're on the opposite side.
It's a terrible spot for Penn State.
Yeah, I know. I think they just take care of business. I think they're actually a better football team than a lot of people think. Like I said, I'm going to be up front. I'm letting my fandom get involved there. And I, you know me, I ride Iowa a lot, especially in the beginning of the year. But they burn me, so they're dead to me.
Saturday night, Iowa at home is what Kinnick is really difficult place to play. So I like Iowa. I like Texas catching, I believe it's 11.5 or 10.5.
10.5, and I'm with you.
I love Texas against Oklahoma. There's a lot of talk about Oklahoma and, you know, Hurts, and who's been terrific for Sooners, but they got no defense. And I think Texas will score. I like Texas, and I would look at the over as well.
Okay. So it's 10.5. I like Missouri. This line opened up at 8.5. Missouri at home, man. It is now up to 12.5. So I'll go Mizzou over Miss, and I'll take it. I'll lay the points, no problem, and I'll just cash it, and I'll be happy about it.
All right, and there's one thing I like Oregon. It's a fat line.
Oh, do you?
21, but I like them.
You laid it 21?
I think it's a route.
All right. Yeah, any thoughts on a Wisconsin-Michigan State game? I looked at this game, 10.5.
I'm laying it.
Are you laying the 10.5, Andrew?
Yes, sir.
I didn't make it an official play, but I kind of like it as well. So, you know what? I'll make it an official play. I'll go with you, Andrew, on that. I'd like Wisconsin there at home as well.
All right, you want to go to the NFL? Andrew, you got any other plays?
You have any more college plays?
Yeah, Miami's been terrible this year, so Virginia plus two at Miami. I'm taking Virginia in that game. Alabama laying the 17 points at Texas A&M. And I'm going to go with Herman Edwards here. Arizona State just minus one hosting Washington State.
I like Alabama, too. I think Alabama's a good play.
Not an official play. I looked at Maryland, too, minus 3.5 over Purdue on the road. But
actually, I like the other side of that.
Do you like the Purdue side? Okay. That's not an official play.
Mississippi State's another one I think is live at Tennessee.
All right.
So just FYI. But anyway, we gave you the plays. NFL, are you ready, Tunis?
Yes. Can I, real quick, your official plays. So, Anthony, you had Iowa plus 3.5. LSU, you had Texas plus 10.5. Oregon minus 21. Was there any more?
Correct.
All right. Jason, you were Penn State minus 3.5. Mizzou minus 12.5. Wisconsin minus 10.5.
Yeah, wait, I have LSU, Penn State, Missouri, and Wisconsin.
All right, LSU as well. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my first play. All right, let's go to the NFL card. Ant, where are you starting?
Jacksonville. I love the Jaguars giving a point to the Saints. Tough spot for Bridgewater out of the dome, coming off of a couple big spots in which they played well. I like Jacksonville giving a point.
I'm not on that game. Andrew?
My mic's not working. Here we go. I'm going against you, Anthony. I'm actually going with New Orleans.
All right.
Yeah. I don't believe in this Minshew guy. I just don't. I think there's too much hype on him.
All right. What do you got next?
Yeah, you can go.
One of the games I really like, and we talked about it earlier, is the KC game. Opened up at 8.5. Now it's down to 4.5. KC at home, though. They get Houston. I'll lay KC. I'll lay the 4.5 happily, and I'm good to go. I'll cash that one in. They get the dub. Easy rock.
I love how you're.
I don't believe in Houston on the road.
No. But when you give your picks, you're automatically going, I'll cash that.
Oh yeah, because that's what I do. I cash winners.
Of bravado.
Like, you got to believe it, right?
Sometimes. Yeah, you're a mighty talker.
Oh, that's when you're 5'7". What do you got to be?
Yeah, like, I'll just give you what I like. I'm going to tell you it's a stone lock. Whatever. It's just the games I like, and we'll see what happens.
No, I'll lay the 4.5, and I'll lock it, and I'll cash it, and I'll be good. You like that one, Andrew?
I'm not touching it. I don't know, man. Mahomes, he's banged up.
Yeah.
I'm a wussy. Why? Because I don't agree with you?
Yeah.
He's a nutshell, isn't he?
All right. What's next?
I'll take the Carolina Panthers minus 2.5 in Europe.
Kyle Allen.
Against Tampa.
Undefeated.
But remember, it's a revenge game. Tampa beat Carolina earlier in the year. Cam was awful in the game. There were guys wide open.
It was a Thursday night game.
Yes, it was. And I think Kyle Allen will convert those plays. So I'll take Carolina minus 2.5.
I just stayed away from that just simply because I don't know who's going to react to the time change and everything. So to me, it was a variable that I didn't want to consider, so I didn't like it. But you're going to go Carolina. I can respect that. Andrew, you won that game?
Yes, Carolina.
Okay.
The time change really don't matter because they're playing in the... It's not like they're West Coast teams. They're East Coast teams. It's plus 5 hours.
I think it's just goofy. The whole thing's goofy. So I don't like to mess with it too much. Plus, I don't have a real good feel of what either of those teams are still. Erratic, so I don't like to put my money on that situation. The next game I like, Anthony, I'm going to the Rams. They lost last week, but I'll take the Rams this week. Again, this is a line that's moved in the other direction, so you would think that it would tell me something, but San Francisco's feeling bloated right now. I think they're a decent football team, Ant, but I don't think they're that good. I don't think they're going to go into L.A. after they just trounced the Browns on Monday night and get another win. So I'm going to take the Rams, and I'll lay the 3 points, and I'll be happy to do it, and I'll cash it. How about that?
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. I think
you're on the right side.
I think the Niners are. I think it's completely a Rams line, and I think it's a tough spot. Short week after they obliterated Cleveland. I like the Rams as well.
Yeah, and around the Rams bounce back situation.
I'm not touching it, but I would agree with you guys with the Rams. But then again, they also haven't been impressive all season long. I'm standing by it. They have not impressed me yet.
Yeah, I have a feeling they're going to catch a rhythm at some point. I don't know if the Super Bowl hangovers affects them. They never catch the rhythm yet, but I like them this week. What do you got next there, Anthony?
I thought it was Andrew's turn.
No, you got one, Andrew?
You want me to give you one? Yeah, sure. Arizona plus 2.5 in Atlanta. I think Dan Quinn's days are numbered in Atlanta.
The game is in Arizona.
Oh, it's in Arizona. Okay, well, still.
Yeah.
In Arizona. That's right. I put versus. That's all right. I still think the Cards win.
All right.
Okay. So I would go outright, but plus 2.5, I'm taking the Cardinals.
Yeah? All right, good for you.
Yeah, I'm not playing that game.
It's kind of an ugly game.
It is an ugly game.
Yeah.
The Young Bulls are going to win that one.
I'll take the Broncos -2 against Tennessee.
You got the Bronx. Okay.
I'll take Denver. I think that's a bad spot for Tennessee.
Well, you got Denver at +2?
-2.
-2, that's what I thought. Okay. All right, in my other game, this is a gut feeling I have on this game. And I'm going to go with an outright winner on it and cash the money line at plus 180. But I'm going to Green Bay. I'm going to Lambeau. And Detroit is going to travel once again.
You're
going to
pick the Monday night game?
Yep. I got to get it out there because we'll forget on Monday after we're celebrating an Eagle win. I'm going to go Lions in prime time, upsetting Green Bay and making that division even more of a mess. So I'll take Detroit. They're +4 in the game.
Why? Sure, I'll grant you that.
Yeah, it was 5.5. Now it's 4. It caught my eye a little bit, and I look at that money, and I go +180, nice value. I'll take the full. I'll go full value on Detroit, and I'll take them for the outright winner.
No, you got it, buddy.
All right, Andrew, you going with me on that one?
Yeah, it's all you.
All right, man on an island. I'm going to be the only rich man on the island. Me and Middleton. Still talking
for
about
the guy who's the guy who's the third right now in the standings.
Yeah, I got to be chesty.
You just talk the most nonsense.
I know. I'm trying to will it. You got to will it. You got to fake it till you make it, brother. Is that it? You got all your plays in?
Yeah.
I got Andrew, two more for you. Seattle -2. I know the number's short, but in Cleveland, I don't trust those Browns. So Seattle -2 at Cleveland. And I think Dallas does bounce back, -7, even with Sam Darnold coming back. I think he's going to be a little skittish out there, even though they're traveling to New York.
I honestly saw that, and I go, how are the Cowboys only 7?
Yeah, that's a short line. I thought that's the same exact thing.
Yeah, I know Darnold's coming back. But in fact, his first game back, you know he's not going to be in any good rhythm. Yeah,
exactly.
He's not in good shape.
I mean, you could put the Cowboys down for me, too, because I was looking at the whole thing, and I'm going, I don't get it.
Yeah. I wanted to make a case for the Jets, but I couldn't do it.
Like, that sickness is no joke. Like, he's not going to be strong, right?
No,
like, he's not going to be in good shape.
No,
it takes players in sports months to recover from mono.
What are they saying?
You can say he didn't do enough, but he was 1 out of 30.
Oh, wow. 1 out of 30. He's making
carryover issues.
Players we had on the roster in 18 that carried over to 19.
And then just the last thing, Andy referenced that you decided to not chase the goal before the trade deadline. So
if it was unrealistic.
Yes, and so the front office is allowed to play the long game, but the manager is then held to the expectations to make the playoffs.
Great question.
How do you judge two parties differently that you're allowed?
Matt, that's the inherent nature of the business. And it's been that way for 100 years, and it will likely be that way 100 years from now. That just goes with the territory. And if the manager can't handle it or doesn't like it, the manager shouldn't be the manager. That's just reality.
Jeff.
It's hypocrisy.
Oh, my God. Like, Gabe didn't say
it's
that.
It's hypocrisy.
That was Matt Breen.
Oh.
What is going on?
I hate him. Get him out of town. Go get pitchforks.
Mikey Miss coming up the top of the hour. Midday show live at Chickies and Pete's on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
These are nice people. Chris came by. My man Bobby. Chris living on 19th and Siegel. I like it.
It's just outside, man. Beautiful breeze out there.
Is it?
Oh, I love it.
They're still talking. There's Clintac. Here he is. This is Dartmouth. Can't stop talking.
A lot of words.
That doesn't...
Nothing said.
Not,
a lot of words.
Doesn't do anything, but can't stop talking.
Unbelievable, man. Anthony, I'm knocked back about just how bad that press conference was.
I ain't talked to people about it. I can't take it because I'm going to be cursing the whole ride home.
Dom in Philly's on the Fanatic. What's up, Dama?
Man, how many times must be listening to that? How much longer? Like,
right?
My ears bleeding the first time, and he went back to it, and he was just a bunch of long talks. He wasn't saying nothing. Started blowing up my mouth, just over them dudes, man. And they're an example of why Gabe lasted so long. And when they talk, all I hear is Gabe, and I can't stand Matt Flintap. He talks like it's the worst. It's just, I'm over it, man. I'm with you, big guy. I'm over it, guys.
This is it. Last time I talk about them, I'm done. I'm done until those guys are gone.
Yo, for the last
it's not about acquiring a Harper or anything like that.
I don't care.
Yep, that's just lipstick on a pig.
Check this out, fellas. Since the Fanatic started, I've been listening every day, all day. Wow. I don't even listen to Juice, right? The last couple months, bro, every time I hear Phillies anything, I'm turning it off. Like, that's how done I am with the guys. Like, it's obvious that something's wrong, that they can't get it done. They can't get it done. And
they're losers.
Like
they're a loser franchise, Dom.
It's like, what can't you see? What else can't you see? And then beyond that, like, them Vikings fans, like, I'm over that, snowballs in sand, and all of that craziness. Like, find another angle, bro. Like say something.
They're still crying.
Yeah.
The Eagle fans gave us the finger. Are you for real? I mean, they're obsessed over this nonsense.
That guy cited that they gave him the finger.
We had the blogger on. Who's food beer bottles, too? Like, stop. I don't want to hear the nonsense. Stop. Stop. Bunch of crybabes. Get out. Be quiet.
I guarantee within the last calendar week, you gave the finger to at least one of your good friends. You know what I mean?
I didn't, but that's okay.
Yeah, you did. You hit Andrew.
No, I didn't. I'm not a finger giver.
No?
No.
I thought you're great with the. You're a great orator.
Yeah, I'm not a finger giver, but you know, whatever. Each his own.
The one thing people don't get to know about on the radio is the certain use of certain words that we can't use and how you can enunciate those words.
I got one of my favorite. Like, if I ever I'm lucky enough to really make it big in the
movie
industry, I can actually give my favorite curse word. Well, he's not on the air anymore. But if he was on the air, I would say and give you my favorite curse word.
It's tremendous, by the way. Yeah, it's like extra syllables and everything.
Yeah. I've written it in my script like a thousand. There's like 100 references of it.
Mikey Miss is coming up next. Stay tuned. And our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions.
Let's go.
Yes. For more info, visit.
No more Phillies. Go Bird.
Hand2ShoulderCenter.com. Well, we'll get Mike's thoughts on the press conference and more. Stay tuned on a Football Friday. Have a great weekend, cuz.
You too.
Back on Monday on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.